time now for How You Built That. And today's story starts with Pat Early, and Pat lives way out in the countryside.
On a four-acre homestead right outside of Cleelum, Washington. We live in between Cleelum and Ellensburg.
This is a place so off the grid that it's got its own well and a septic tank.
So you have to be careful with what you put down into a septic system, because if you put the wrong materials down there, then it has trouble decomposing.
Anyway, on his homestead out in the country, Pat does not have the luxury of a garbage disposal, which means all the food from his family meals, all those little pieces of rice and spaghetti, they start to get piled up in the little strainer in the sink.
When the basket filled up, then the whole sink would clog up, right? And you would have to be fishing through murky water, getting stabbed by knives, things like that, and it was just kind of a wreck.
And frankly, who among us has not kind of been there, right? You know, trying to pull all the muck out of the sink strainer just so the water will drain? Anyway, one day, Pat just put his foot down.
And I vowed never to have to do that again.
And just 15 minutes later, Pat started to come up with a design for a sink strainer that would not clog.
So I wanted to make the design such that water could still drain around the sides of it. Also, we could make a stem that's taller than the basket is deep. So when the basket's totally full of crud, the water is still draining through the stem.
Pat's actually a pretty handy guy, so he went on YouTube to teach himself how to use design software so he could make his first prototype. But when it came to calling around to get it made, he realized he didn't know any of the industry lingo.
I definitely had to almost practice saying these words, because if you want a manufacturer to take you seriously, you can't sound like a total idiot.
And Pat actually had to learn a lot of new words.
A3 polishing, overmold, step file.
Anyway, about 1 month and one totally failed prototype later.
Grooming, that was a weird one.
Pat had finally designed a strainer that sat snugly in the sink and allowed water to drain through the sides and through a hollow stem in the middle. And then, last March,
it was like Christmas Day. I was waiting for it to come and took it out of the package and plopped it into the sink, and it just fit perfectly. Then I spent probably 3 hours trying to clog it.
He's not kidding. To test the new strainer, Pat just started throwing food into it.
Yeah, I mean, so I would go rifling through our pantry and I'd find some oats, and I was like, oh yeah, that would definitely clog a drain. And I would dump as much as I could in there until, you know, everything was full except for the stem, and it would still drain. And I'd say, great, and I would dump it out. And then I found an old mason jar of soup in the fridge, and I dumped that down.
And no matter what Pat put into the strainer, it did not clog.
And I just looked at my wife and I said, this is it. This is going to work.
After making a few more tweaks, Pat found a partner to help with the business end of things, and they ordered 10,000 strainers from a manufacturer in New Jersey. And they've already sold 6,000 of them on Amazon and on their website. They call the product Dripsy.
It's the little things that we use every day that we don't think about that really affect our lives, you know? So it's not necessarily that you have to, you know, take the first man to the moon or build rocket ships. Sometimes it's just building something that works better than anything else that's already out there.
If you want to find out more about Dripsy or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.